Grace to you and peace in the name of Jesus our Savior. Amen. I will bless Yahweh in every season. His praise will be in my mouth continually. My whole being will boast in Yahweh. One writer on the form and theology of the Psalms describes praise and thanksgiving as expected, required, and at least sometimes irresistible. When one is or has been addressed in the most personal way by the gracious power that undergirds all that is, the transcendent God, and promised a companioning presence in the face of whatever trouble may be set, and a liberating saving power over the forces that threaten and destroy. That's a fancy way of saying God is refuge and strength and ever-present or very present help in time of trouble for those whom he has called and gathered into his reign. It is the righteous whom Yahweh hears and delivers, and we are righteous because God has dealt with our most serious problem, estrangement from him because of sin, by heaping that sin on our Savior, Jesus. And despite the questions that exist about the accuracy of the superscription to Psalm 34, which associates this psalm with an occasion when David pretended to be insane in order to escape what he thought was a threatening situation, the superscription says Abimelech was the threat, while the only recorded incident like this placed David before Achish of Gath. What the superscription does indicate clearly is that God is indeed refuge and strength in any kind of trouble, and not just in spiritual battles. As I read the note about the Schottman Endowment in the order for today, it occurred to me how dangerous farming is. Will the right amounts of rain and sun come at the right times? Gifts such as the Schottman Endowment are one way that people of God acknowledge that they called on God, and he heard and answered and delivered them from their troubles. One way that God's people praise him. We have one that's a little bit closer to home. I don't know what other troubles or trials you encountered this week, but you and I shared once again in the ordeal known as registration. To paradise, at least slightly, the hymn we will sing shortly, I walk in danger all the way. The thought shall never leave me that section A will go away and all that's left will be B. Standing in long lines, running until 9:30 or so a couple of nights this week, sections closing, and in the case of first-year registration, having to tell them and having to be told that their registration would include fewer than full-time hours until and unless something else could be worked out. I know this. I sought the Lord, and he answered me. He delivered me from my fear. This poor man called, and the Lord heard me. He saved me out of this trouble. A solution for the registration problems, at present a proposal, exists. This deliverance did not come easy. It did not appear as handwriting on the wall of my office. It required some hard work. The Lord has been using my staff and my faculty colleagues to help deliver me from my fear and save me from my trouble. But all that help, and the patience of students too, is the Lord helping me. Because that's the kind of God he is for the people he has made his own. In the future, spring quarter that is, I'd like to think that I will see the numbers more clearly and completely and arrange the schedule without any critical conflicts. But it might be that then, too, I'll face more fear and more trouble. But I know this, I will seek the Lord, and he will answer me. He will deliver me from my fear. I will call, and he will hear. And he will save me from the trouble of that day. That's the kind of God he is. Glorify the Lord with me. Amen.